A recent study about Alaska nonprofits confirms what many in the field know, that federal grant money has been drying up over the past couple of years. On the other hand, it shows that nonprofits are developing new revenue streams and counting on personal giving, particularly in rural areas. KYUK's Daisha Eaton has more from Bethel.
Andrew Cutting is Director of Nonprofit Research and Partnerships at the Anchorage-based Foraker Group, which offers training and assistance to Alaska nonprofits. He says their study shows that Alaskans are generous.
Alaskans are very giving. I mean, some of these statistics just point to the dollar amount, but we know they're giving in lots of ways. But this really gives us hard numbers on how Alaskans are giving in their communities, and we see that in rural communities, they're giving at a much higher percentage than most urban areas.
In 2010, Alaska nonprofits received $3.3 billion from the federal government. By 2013, that number had been cut in half to $1.5 billion, and it's expected to continue to decline in the current economic climate. The study shows that nonprofits are counting on earned revenue, which has grown substantially, and personal contributions to make up for the gap. Southwest Alaska residents stand out in their giving. The Lower Kuskokwim's giving ratio, based on itemized tax returns, is 3.5%, compared to 2.7% in Anchorage. That's above the national average of 3%.
Bethel tends to be one of the outstanding ones. We always see blips in communities over time, but Bethel tends to be higher than average and higher than the state year after year after year, so it's definitely a giving community.
Overall, the study says Alaska nonprofits are adapting by finding new sources of earned revenue, such as selling goods and services as federal grants are reduced. And with state funds also looking iffy, that's good, says Cutting. He says nonprofits will have to be nimble, adjusting their funding strategies and diversifying their funding sources over the next few years. He adds that the shift to local giving creates a new narrative for rural Alaska.
The old story of the villages outside of the main hubs, taking, 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 isn't totally true. In a lot of ways, village communities are really providing for themselves by donating at very high percentages.
Alaska has a lot of nonprofits, about 5,700, which are providing a substantial number of jobs. Health and social services dominate the nonprofit sector in the state and nationally. The national norm for nonprofit employment is 10.6%. In Alaska, it's 12%. And in rural Alaskan communities, that percentage tends to be even higher. For example, in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, where the nonprofit sector accounts for half of the workforce. Many of those workers are employed by the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation in Bethel. The only community that had a higher giving ratio in the state was Southeast Fairbanks. Besides Anchorage, Foraker Group also has staff in Fairbanks, Sitka, and Willow, and has worked in over 200 villages. The study was released in December. There's a link posted at kyuk.org. In Bethel, I'm Daisha Eaton.